Well, praise the Lord. Amen. We wanted to share at least once more on this matter of the table meeting, and maybe more. We'll have to see how the Lord leads. But the table meeting is a crucial meeting. It's interesting. I just wanted to read a little bit from Watchman Nee's book here, volume one of the, actually it's the messages for the building up of the new believers. But I think it's for the building up of the believers, period. So let me just read a little bit here related to the table meeting. The breaking of bread signifies two things in the Bible: the remembrance of the Lord and the declaration of our fellowship with all of God's children. So these two things is what the table is about. We have the fellowship with the Lord, and then we also have the fellowship with all of God's children. Everything that God does is for the Bible, for the body to issue and ultimately the New Jerusalem. So he's building something that issues in oneness. Oneness is something we don't find on the earth, anywhere, in any aspect. I could go into a lot of that, but we won't kill the time. But there at least needs to be a testimony on the earth among God's people that these people have oneness. And they have oneness based on his life. He died for our sins. He redeemed us. And then he regenerated us. We have his life. We are genuinely brothers and sisters. And because of that, it's even more so, it's stronger actually than your natural birth. You know, your natural birth is more or less a shadow, because I had the seven siblings in our family, and there was often not oneness. So it's just that's because we have the Adamic nature. Amen. And so, but in the Lord's recovery, we need to come and have a focus on the Lord. Set your mind on the things above. Set your mind on Christ. The mind set on the Spirit is life and peace. When the heart shall turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. When we come to the table, we should have our heart turned to the Lord. But we need to prepare before we come. It's crucial. Another part I want to read. The Lord's day is the best day for us to have the fellowship with the Lord. It is also the best day for us to have the fellowship with all of God's children. Okay, as the believers, we must learn to remove all barriers between ourselves and the other children of God. We need to learn to love and to forgive. You cannot touch this bread if you do not learn to love and forgive. You should not have any hate with any of the children of God. There should not be any barrier between you and them. None of God's children should be excluded. So, anyway, the Lord loves us so much that he gave himself for us. We cannot refrain from remembering him. The purpose, main purpose here is this is a memorial. We remember him every week. Amen. We remember him every week until he comes. Amen. Until he comes every week, we have a remembrance that he died for us. He shed his blood. It is because of this we have the redemption, and we exalt him because of this. Amen. We have redemption, and in resurrection, he regenerated us. Amen. And made us his duplication. Right. And made us the family of God. Amen. This needs to be acknowledged in a weekly way. Amen. And the reason we do this is because it's the first day of the week. We cannot refrain from remembering him and of those who remember. No other day better than the first day of the week, because it is the day in which the Lord has made. It is the day of the Lord's resurrection. The Lord's day, Sunday. I don't like to use the word Sunday. We call it the Lord's day. That's the day of resurrection. Amen. He rose from the dead. And so we, in the Acts, I know they broke bread house to house every day, this and that. But a lot of things in Acts didn't last for the church. Having all things common, a lot of things. Miracles that happen in Acts, you don't find those miracles in the epistles. But anyway, when things settled down, the church still met on the first day of the week to remember the Lord, to break the bread, and to be clear with all of the saints. The thing is with in our being, we're the embodiment of sin. So we have to deal with the Lord beforehand. And especially we need to deal with the matter of our relationship with brothers and sisters. If you have a situation where you have an offense within a brother, and he knows that, and the two of you, then you have to deal with the Lord about this, but you also have to go to that brother and the sister. But sometimes, because we are just Adamic people, a brother will stand up and say something, you know, or he did something, you know, and I have something in me against that brother, but he doesn't know it. That's just within me. That I need to clear up before I come to take the table. Because the Lord knows my heart. He knows my heart. He knows your heart. We need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, wash me. Wash me from this feeling I have toward this brother. The brother doesn't know it, so there's no problem between you and him. But you have that feeling inside. Lord, wash me from this feeling. I don't want anything between me and you, and I don't want anything between me and any member. So we need a washing of the Lord's blood, and this must be a preparation that we do before we come to the Lord's table. You need to get up earlier on Lord's Day morning to have this kind of dealing with the Lord. It's good to lay your hands on the offerings too. We talk about this. But at least once a week, we need to clear up everything with the Lord and clear up everything with the brothers and sisters. We would say, you've heard this, well, we need to confess our sins every day. Well, I don't know how many of us do that, but we need to do it at least once a week. On the Lord's Day morning before we come, to clear these things up. Amen. Then what happens? Guess what? The Lord is here. Yes, He's on the throne in the heavens, but He's also here as the Spirit. Amen. Then you come in, and guess what? A lot of times, if I do this, all of a sudden, I will have a song come to me. A song will come to me. And I start, and a lot of, I don't have my PDA this morning because my wife took it to Brazil. But anyway, she had to do that for the bank statement. Anyway, but I don't even know what number it is, but I get this song in me. And then I will look it up, and then I have a thing on my PDA where it's the first line. Then the first line, it shows what number it is, and then, wow, there's the song. But why did I get that? Why did I get that song? I got that song because the Lord gave me that song. Amen. And why did He give it to me? Because I was clear and clean with Him.
Amen.
We bring in the Lord's presence when we deal with the Lord. He's moving amongst us here. And he wants to take the lead. This is not my meeting. This is not Dexter's meeting. This is not Andy's meeting. This is the Lord's table.
Amen.
And He's the one moving member to member, member to member, member to member. And He will give you a song. And then, you know, then be careful because somebody else might call one ahead of you. You know, don't get an offense right here in the meeting. You see what I mean? You have to all the time, take care of the body. Take care of the Lord and take care of the body. Oh, my goodness. It's just marvelous. I love these verses here. I'm going to just read a few of them, and then I'm going to stop. I like right here, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 16 and 17. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? And then it says, seeing that we are one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. The bread signifies the body of Christ. I'm part of the body, you're part of the body, and as we eat, I eat a piece, you eat a piece, everybody eats. We are part of one body.
Amen.
We're part of one body. It's the body of Christ.
Right.
And also we drink. We drink His blood. This is our redemption, and this is our nourishment. And actually, it's even a testimony of how we should live in our daily living.
Amen.
We eat and we drink Christ.
Amen.
In our daily living, we eat and we drink Christ.
Amen.
We get into the Word, we eat and drink Christ. We get into the ministry, we eat and drink Christ. This is our supply. But for sure, we acknowledge it in a very public way at the Lord's table. We eat Christ and we drink Christ. And we are loving members of one another.
Amen.
So make sure we do that. And if you do have something against a brother and he knows it, you better go to that brother and clear it up before you take this table. Paul talks about some things that were pretty dangerous. Oh, here we go. It's on the next page. Okay. Paul, listen what he says. For I have received from the Lord that which I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And having given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. Similarly, also the cup after he had dined, saying, this cup is the new covenant established in my blood. This do as oft as you drink of it unto the remembrance of me. And then he says, so then, whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and of the blood of the Lord. Unworthy means you simply have an offense with the Lord, or you have an offense with a brother that you didn't clear up. And it could be a serious matter. But let a man prove himself in the way, let him eat of the bread. In this way, let him eat of this bread and drink of this cup. For he who eats the bread and drinks, for he who eats and drinks judgment to himself if he does not discern the body. That means this is a place, this Lord's table is a place of love and harmony.
Amen.
Love and harmony with the Lord Jesus and love and harmony with one another.
Amen.
That is the attitude we have to come with. If we have anything in our being, it needs to be clear up. Otherwise, to do this, you are judging yourself. And, you know, if we live this way a long time, after a while, the table meeting, nobody is sensing the Lord's Spirit. It's just, you know what I mean? It's just really bad. If everybody is doing this, you will just know the Spirit is taking the lead in the meeting. We don't need to worry about, we all just focus on the Lord Jesus for the first part. After we break the bread, then we focus on the Father afterwards. There's another one in the, let me read one more little verse here in Matthew. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 through 30. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it. And he broke it and he gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. This was as they were eating. All of a sudden, he broke the bread. And he took a cup and gave thanks and gave it to them and said, drink of it, all of you. For this is the blood of the covenant which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I shall no means drink of this product of the vine from now until the day when I drink of it with you in the kingdom of my Father. And after singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So they sang a hymn. They didn't sing any hymns prior till they took to the table like we're doing. We sing hymns because it helps us focus on the Lord.
Right.
And also, to sing one hymn to the Father, I never feel like that's really adequate. I like to sing at least two or three. I like to, my mind shifts from the focus on the Lord to the focus on the Father.
Amen.
We need to do this. This glorifies the Father.
Amen.
So these are just little tidbits to help us in our coming to the table meeting. Let me just say one other thing. It would be so good to honor the Lord and honor the Father to come to the table meeting on time.
Amen.
I know I know a lot of us don't make it. We get here when we can, and we're all in the family, so we're forgiving. And I'm forgiving everybody. I'm praying for, Lord, forgive me for having this thought about somebody not coming on time. Forget about that. I need a washing from that too. All the things that we do, we just continually need the washing. But anyway, if you're late, then claim the Lord's precious blood to wash you for being late. This will also help you enter in. These things are just very crucial for a sweet time with the Lord. We're one with God, and we're one with all the members.